Good evening. It's good to share this prayer time with you again this evening. I've been reflecting lately on all the benefits I've received from the experience of the lockdown. Among other things, the lack of commitments in my diary has enabled me to really appreciate the comfort of my home. Lack of meetings has provided an opportunity to contact friends further away. Having more time has also allowed me to use my senses more fully. Like Catherine, I've noticed flowers opening and trees coming into leaf and blossom. I've smelt roses as I walked past other front gardens, or even other people's food when I go out at particular times. I've noticed the increase in traffic noise since the lockdown was lifted, so I've had to listen more carefully to hear the birds. But they're still there and compete well at times. As W.H. Davis reminded us in his poem Leisure, we need to take the time to stand and stare. I tend to walk alone in the village. John gets most of his exercise in the garden. So this has also provided me with a quiet time for personal reflection. I'm struck by how often my thoughts about other people and about those who need our prayers come to me through the words of familiar hymns. Many of these are ones I've known since childhood, but some very powerful ones have been written in more recent years. This evening, I'm going to suggest that we listen to a recording of John Bell's hymn, Christ's is the World in Which We Move, also referred to as A Touching Place. I'm also including the words here for you, so we can listen and pray these words together. If you can, I suggest you allow images of the people referred to come into your mind as you listen or sing. If you go to the written version of these prayers, you can click on the link. With the words of the hymn still in our minds, we thank you, Father God, for the Iona community, whose members are now spread throughout the world, living by the principles of justice, peace, and the integrity of creation. We thank you for the influence their Christian faith has on the communities where they live and work. We cannot forget the people affected by the devastating fire in Beirut. We pray for those who've lost family members or friends, for those who've been injured, those trying to nurse the survivors, though the hospitals have been damaged, those who've lost their home. It's hard to imagine how people must feel. Be with those that are dazed, those that are bereft, those who are exhausted, those that have no one to turn to. Uphold them at this time when comfort seems unattainable, and strengthen those who are trying to offer practical help. We pray for those groups of people mentioned so eloquently in John Bell's hymn, that they may be touched by the lives of people who follow in your way as they try to live by Jesus' example. We remember the words of Jesus from St. Matthew's Gospel. Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of these least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me. That's from Matthew 25, verse 40. Help us to follow your example too, looking to you for guidance in every aspect of our lives. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now let's close by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.